Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The following is a sponsored program. The opinions presented during this show may not necessarily represent those of Scripps Media Incorporated. Your host is Dan Witham, a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. His office phone number is 918-398-8387. Dan is a branch manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dan Witham, your host and branch manager with LPL Financial. Joining me today, to my left, Mr. J.C. Haspel. How are you?
Dan, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just glad to be here today. Before I forget, I want to wish a happy birthday to a certain young man that I know quite well, Michael James, my son. Today's his birthday. So happy birthday, Michael, wherever you might be, whatever you're doing. I think he's playing golf this weekend, so I think that's probably what he's up to. But happy birthday, Michael. All right. On today's show, the emotional cost of investing, plus what truly causes losses in your portfolio. It's not what you think. Our free book this week, we always give away a free book here on Money Talk, have for 8 years now. The book this week is called, JC, The Emotional Investor, How Biases Influence Your Investment Decisions and what you can do about it. Interesting topic, isn't it?
Very.
And I think every investor is an emotional investor, except for maybe Warren Buffett, you know, maybe one or two people that I've seen in my life, and that's it. Do you think you're a rational investor? The book says most people do, but the truth is that we are all emotional investors. Our emotions often cause us to make hasty and unwise decisions that lead to poor performance. In this insightful book, the speaker and behavioral economist Jay Moreland reveals the hidden emotional biases that affect our actions. He explains the often neglected role of the emotions in our investing, and blazes the path to a sustainable investment strategy that embraces our emotions instead of ignoring them. If you care about investing wisely and profitable, this book, The Emotional Investor, is a must-read. I've pulled much of the outline for today to see from this book. It's an excellent book. It talks all about behavior and our behavior and what we do and a lot of things people aren't aware of. You can get a free copy of this book and our information on target volatility portfolios. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. It is the weekend, so you will get our voicemail. All we ask is that you leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we will send you the information absolutely free, no cost and no obligation whatsoever, the book and the information. So it's a good book, JC. There's lots of good books out there to give away, I'm finding. JC, what do you think about this statement? Volatility doesn't cause losses. It's our reaction to volatility that causes losses.
I agree with that statement.
And this is, I'd say, truer words are never spoken. This is very, very true. It's what we do when volatility happens that affects our portfolio, because the volatility itself doesn't really affect our portfolio. But what we do certainly does. We sell when the thing drops, you know, get to the bottom or whatever. We don't sell at the top. We wait until it drops 15, 20, 30%, and then we decide to get out and run. Of course, then we sit in cash for 4 years, right, JC, or 5 years?
Right.
While the market runs back up.
Yep.
And we miss the run-up, so we're out for the good part and in for the bad part, basically is what we do. And then we repeat, rinse and repeat, do the same thing again in the next cycle, essentially, is what we see people do every day out there. And when I was reading the book says, has an interesting comment. He says, watch CNBC with the mute button on, which I think is smart.
Right.
Or don't watch CNBC at all.
Right.
He says, You know, because CNBC will drive you nuts if you're in the market. I don't care what you own. They'll make you want to get rid of it. Right, JC?
Well, right. And even if you try and follow the advice on there, you're going to get conflicting advice. I mean, oftentimes, just to show both points of view, they'll have two different people saying exactly the opposite at the same time on TV. You can't follow that advice.
Yeah, exactly correct. And the thing is, they will make you nervous. No matter how good the market is, they will make it appear that it's not as good because they want some kind of news story to make you pay attention.
Right.
They're in the business of selling advertising. They're not in the business of giving investment advice. And if you use CNBC for your investment advice, you're in a world of hurt because you'll get 5,000 different statements in one day on what to do with your money. And you'll be running back and forth and back and forth, sell this, buy that. You'll be over trading beyond belief. And if you try to listen to Jim Cramer, it's like doing that on steroids. I mean, you'll just be trading even more often because he tells you to buy 50 different things in an hour, it seems like. And he never tells you when to sell them, just tells you to buy them. But he never tells you when to get rid of them, which you kind of need to know when to sell. I think.
Yeah, that's a big part of investing.
It's half of the equation there, let's face it, as far as if you're going to make money. Everyone can't be above average, JC. Mathematically, the average would have to be higher, wouldn't it?
Yes, by definition.
To be an average, it would have to be higher if everyone were above average.
If everyone's above,
right. But many people think they are above average. Most people, in fact, think they are above average. And I pulled some data from the book here. There's it goes back to 1998, and he shows that people interviewed in the survey they did expected that their portfolio in the following year would go up 15.2%. The average person did in this survey, right? 15.2 for the following year. And then they were asked over the same period how much they thought the market would go up, and they all said the average was 13.4, which means they're all going to outperform the market.
Right.
But the market's really the average here, isn't it?
Right.
And so if everybody's above average, we've got a problem. The math doesn't work, right? And sure enough, they didn't outperform the market. They don't. Most people underperform, if anything, or come close to what the market is. Wall Street operates in a vacuum. They think that investors don't react to volatility, right? When they tell you to buy and hold, what do they expect you to do, JC?
Buy and hold.
Buy and hold, right. So if your volatility of your portfolio is 10% today, standard deviation is 10%, and the market tanks and your volatility goes to 50, what's a buy and hold investor likely to do? Buy and sell.
Right.
Kill
right.
it. You know, get rid of it. Run.
Well, there's an old expression, if you're doing buy and hold and you're going to panic early. Because the problem is, what people have done, since day one of buy and hold, is they will buy something, the market will start to fall, and they will, they're going to go, oh, no, you got to hold, and they'll eventually panic when it gets so low.
Right.
And then, of course, that's the worst time to do it. So if you're going to panic early, or don't do buy and hold in the first place.
Yeah. And we all have what's called a pain threshold. There's a pain, a certain amount at which we cannot withstand it anymore. We can't hold it any longer. For some people, that's at 5%. For some people, it's at 30 or 40%. It just depends on where it is. But we all have that level, that threshold where we're going to get out of this investment. And the problem with buy and hold is, the more tolerant you are, the bigger loss you're going to incur. In a situation like an 08 debacle, you're going to get out at minus 40% instead of at minus 5, which you were much better off obviously getting out at minus 5.
Right.
But the problem people have is they don't know where the road is headed. They don't know if it's going to go down 40 or down 10 and then go back up or what might happen. And a lot of these people don't have systems to guide their investment process. They're flying by the seat of their pants. And it just doesn't work well in a situation like that, in a panic situation, right?
Well, by definition, buy and hold is kind of that. I mean, you may have a criteria for what you're going to buy and why you're going to buy it and when you're going to buy it. But by definition, you've got no sell criteria.
Right. You don't have a sell criteria at all. And so emotions take over and emotions kick in. And you decide at some point randomly that you're going to sell at that point, which is generally right before the market goes back up. For most people, I can tell you. I can't tell how many people came to see me, JC, that sold in March of 2009.
Right.
Went to all cash in March of 2009. Right at the very bottom of the market, they got out. At the exact worst time possible, they got out. They cut and ran. They went to the sidelines, and they sat in cash for the next 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years. Some of them are still there. Some of them have not gone back into the market. If you go back and look at the chart in March of 2009, the market did an immediate reversal and went straight back up for the rest of the year. It went up pretty much. And it was a very pronounced turn and very easy to spot. If you looked at the chart or had any indicators at all that you used or any quantitative method, it was very easy to spot. And our system that we were using at the time spotted it and pegged it almost perfectly, I will admit. And so it's not always that easy to spot, but in this case, it was fairly easy to see what had happened. JC, 81% of new business owners think they have a good chance of succeeding?
Well, I really would have thought 100%. I mean, why would you start a business if you thought you weren't going to succeed?
I know this isn't going to work, but I'm going to try it anyway. Who knows? If you're working for the government, why not? You know, that's how the government does things. 81% thought they had a good chance of succeeding, but only 39% of them thought their peers had a good chance of succeeding. Do you see the fallacy here? The lack of logic, shall we say? This is somewhat illogical. In other words, they think the average person only has a 40% chance or 39% chance of succeeding, but yet they think they have an 80% chance, twice as likely to succeed as the average person, because we all think we're better than average. And that's what this is. That's what this shows. I mean, this just shows that they think they're better than average. And people think they're better than average drivers. People think they're better than average a lot of things. Overconfidence, one of the most detrimental behaviors. The more complex the task, the more inappropriately overconfident we are. And here's something I found interesting in the book. It talks about the shorter the feedback loop, the more accurate our assessment of our own abilities. So the shorter the time between cause and reaction, the more accurate our assessment is. Because it says in here, weathermen are pretty accurate, or realize the level of their accuracy because they have a very short feedback.
Right.
One day, let's just say. Investing, however, has a 2-, 3-, 4-year feedback loop. And so people often overstate their ability to pick good investments because of the time frame involved. And it makes sense if you think about it, because by the time this investment goes south on us and we sell it, we've forgotten what our prediction was at the beginning. We've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our book, The Emotional Investor. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387.
Hey, it's me, PC. Would you get on a plane if the pilot said, I'm not sure where we're going? We'll just fly around until we find somewhere to land? Well, then why would you take the greatest trip of all life without a plan? You have no purpose, no idea where you're going or when you'll get there. Yes, you might arrive at your destination through some combination of luck and fate, but chances are you won't. Having a financial plan greatly increases your odds of long-term investment success. LPL Financial has a free plan that accounts for all aspects of your financial life, from disability to life insurance to retirement to estate planning. One that tracks and shows your progress toward your goals every single day. This isn't a plan you do once and then throw on the shelf. It's a living, breathing document that automatically updates your accounts and net worth every day. Most plans help you set goals. This one helps you pursue them. For more information or to get a free financial plan, call Dan Witham today at 888-599-0640. To succeed, you've got to plan. Call Dan today, 888-599-0640.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
How much would you be willing to pay someone to not mow your yard? How much would you pay a roofer to not put a roof on your house? A mechanic to not fix your car? A dentist to not work on your teeth? I know this sounds ridiculous, but you may be doing just that with your investments. Many Wall Street firms use wrap programs to charge you a fee on top of the other fees. Then, they don't do much to earn it. They make infrequent small adjustments to the portfolio that end up having little or no effect on the performance. Dan Witham doesn't do that. His actively managed portfolios are just that, monitored daily and traded when necessary. Isn't it time you actually get what you're paying for? Call Dan Witham today at 888-599-0640. He'll show you what active management is all about. The number again is 888-599-0640. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Home burglaries happen during the day when you're not there. Someone could be at your house right now, ringing your doorbell to see if you're home. And as soon as they know you're not, they break in. This is how 95% of break-ins occur. Hi, I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. I invented Ring so you can see and speak with anyone at your door using your smartphone. So would-be burglars think you're always home, even when you're not. And when someone approaches your home, Ring's advanced motion detection alerts you, giving you full monitoring of your property. Installing Ring takes just minutes, and its dual-powered design will work with your old doorbell wires or the built-in rechargeable battery. Time Magazine and USA Today named Ring a top 10 gadget, and at under $200, Ring is the smartest way to protect and monitor your house.
Go to ring.com/safety for free FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/safety. With Ring, you're always home. Order yours today at ring.com/safety.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with him, along with J.C. Haspel. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Whatever you might be up to today, I hope you're having a good one. I want to remind you of our free book, The Emotional Investor, How Biases Influence Your Investment Decisions and What You Can Do About It. You can get a free copy of this excellent book, plus our information on the target volatility portfolio that keeps your volatility at a constant level as the market moves up and down and goes through its gyrations. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address, and we will send you the book and the information. It's a really good book. I like this book, JC. I like books that get inside your head and talk about the things we do.
But this, Right, yeah.
I like the book because it gives good examples and explains them in examples not related to the market. I think it's very useful to understand some of the terms they talk about in here. One of the things they talk about in the book is when the average investor goes out to try and pick stocks or something like that, they're betting against people that have far more experience and technology at their disposal, would you say?
Yeah.
Like a mutual fund manager or somebody like that, right? And so you're betting against these players and you're playing against them essentially is what you're doing. And so the odds of you winning at that game are not very high. And so they're advocating for the purchase of indexes and index funds, which is what we use in the bulk of our portfolios, as a matter of fact. And in target volatility, we have a bunch of index funds in there, like the small cap value fund, you know, large cap value, large cap growth funds, things like that. And it's hard to beat the indexes for the fund manager, also active fund managers.
Right.
Most of them don't beat their indexes. And most investors, we'll talk about in a little bit, don't come anywhere close to beating the index. JC, the most average investor I saw, there's a study in here somewhere in the outline about the average investor gets about a third of the performance of the index they're up against.
Yes, and that's been true for a long time.
And they so vastly underperform it, it's ridiculous. They're not even close to it. I mean, not even within several percentage points of the index on an annual basis. And so they're trying to beat the index. They think they're beating the index. They think they're going to beat the index. But the reality is they're not for most people. Anyhow, many investors think they can time the market. We've had some strategists who got it right once or twice. Elaine Garzarelli got it right back, I think it was in 87. Abby Joseph Cohen got one right at Goldman Sachs. The problem was then she was wrong every year after that.
Right.
They get it right once, and even well, it's the same, even a stop, even a clock's right twice a day, a dead clock, whatever your stopwatch
right.
works twice a day. One of the fallacies they talk about in this book is that the immediate past is out to get you. Think about this. What's the worst thing that can happen to an investor, to an average person who doesn't know a lot about investing?
They die.
No, they become successful, get one good trade.
Oh, okay.
They get one good trade. Then after that, they think they know everything about stocks.
Right.
Right. And they're going to buy the next Apple. They buy Apple. Let's just say they bought Apple at $10 a share, whatever it was. And 2 years later, it's at $100. Well, now they're a technology expert, right?
Right.
They know everything about every stock there is to know. And so they buy another stock that turns out to be an Enron. Then they buy something else that goes south on them. And they do this over and over, but they know with certainty that they are an expert on picking stocks. and therefore they should do it. So they buy gold or something like that at 1,800 an ounce. They go out and they buy gold, right?
I see people who do that, and I see people that do that with their industry they used to work for or still do work.
Or still do, yes.
So that they, if they worked in the oil industry, they think they're an expert in oil stocks all of a sudden, and then they, you know, blow themselves up.
Absolutely right.
In oil stocks.
Yes, and, you know, we see this occasionally. People come in to see us that work in the oil and gas business, and they have half their 401k in their company stock.
Right.
Half their IRA in the same stock, and the other half in oil and gas mutual funds or whatever.
Right.
And I'm just going, whoa, wait a minute. Makes your head spin when you think about it, about the risk involved in that. And I can't remember who it was. I saw a gentleman a couple of years ago that had almost 100% of his 401k in his company stock.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. And he was like 70 years old. I was thinking, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, this they think they know their company, and maybe they do. But oftentimes, knowing your company and the movement of the stock are not at all related.
Well, and the other problem is you may know your company extremely well. And your company may be a great company. It could be the best company on the planet Earth. It doesn't matter. If the market doesn't think your company's a great company, what's going to happen to the stock?
It's going down.
Yeah, it's going to drop. So it doesn't matter what you think about the company or what necessarily what the company's earnings might be or whatever. It matters what the market's perception of that company is. And that perception changes over time. However, the investor that works for that company frequently doesn't change their perception.
Right.
To go with the changing conditions. And so they're still over here, whereas the market's moved over here somewhere else, and the market has punished the stock, and they're still holding onto the stock, or worse yet, they're buying more of it as it's going down.
Right.
They're buying more and more stock. And averaging down is about the surest way to lose money I've ever seen, by the way. It's a bad idea. Please don't ever do that, JC. Don't let anybody do that you talk to, because it's just not a good idea, not a healthy idea. I want to look at the predictability of asset classes and funds. There's a ranking here in the book where they took a 5-year period and they looked at the top ranked asset class in the country, Japan, the U.S., Pacific Rim, and things. Then they ranked them over the next 5-year period.
Okay.
So recency, performance, recent performance versus future performance is what they're looking at. So they picked the top one, Japan, and one period was ranked first. Over the next 5-year period, it came in fourth out of six. Another period, the U.S. small caps were first, and then they came in sixth out of sixth in the following 5 years. Japan then came in first, and then followed by sixth out of sixth. Pacific Rim came in first, and then followed by five out of six. So none of them did very well, JC, is what I'm trying to say. They all dropped off the face of the earth,
right,
so to speak, in the following 5 years. And this is what many people try to do with mutual funds, isn't it? They try to pick the best fund for the last 5 years.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever it was.
They're buying
matter.
Track record. Yeah.
Right. They're buying the track record, which Morningstar proclaims past performance is no guarantee of future results. But look at this fund performance.
Right.
At the same time, they float and throw it up on the screen and say, hey, look at this fund performance for the last 10, 25 years, whatever, 15 years, whatever it might be. It's been the best performing fund over the last 5 years. Buy this fund, please. Call us for the prospectus. And then they tell you. But don't expect it to do that in the future.
Right. Well, everything with investing is cyclical. If it wasn't,
right,
everyone would just pick the best stock, you know, year after year after year after year. We'd all be investing in one stock. It just didn't work that way.
That'd be for an interesting market, wouldn't it? How much do you want to buy today? Which, we don't have to know which stock, because there's only one stock. Yeah, and, you know, it's very interesting. I want to talk about expectations for a minute, JC. Frequently we see investors who have expectations that are not in line with reality. And this happens a lot with people. They think they can make 15, 20% a year forever. The market doesn't work that way. The market's never worked that way. But people think it has, don't they, JC? They think that's been the case.
All right, yeah.
And so I want to talk about investment policy statements. You might want to sit down and make an investment policy statement where you say, my objective is X percent per year. And by that, I don't mean the market. I mean 7% a year, 8% a year, 6% a year, whatever it is. Write it down and make a number. Pick a number and put it down in writing. And then that's our objective. Then we'll know if we hit it every year, right, JC? We can tell.
Right,
we can't
yeah.
say we're going to beat the market, because if the market does 1% this year, well, we beat the market. Yeah,
right.
But what if the market does 30 and we come in at 20? We still did well, but we didn't beat the market.
Right.
So we want a concrete number like 7, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10%, whatever it might be. We need a concrete number to pick as our goal, as our objective. We've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, The Emotional Investor, How Biases Influence Your Investment Decisions. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. It's the poet's face. Such a long time. Oh, yeah.
things you can count on when using LegalZoom for your business. Number one, reliability. You know, more than a million people have already trusted LegalZoom to help them start their businesses. Incorporations, LLCs, nonprofits, DBAs, and more use LegalZoom to get started the right way. Number two, experience. You can count on LegalZoom for all of the details. They've been helping all types of business owners for 15 years. Number three, helpful support. They have the right people standing by, ready to help with your questions, all based in the U.S. Number four, legal advice. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, so they built a network of independent attorneys available in 48 states. You'll get answers to your legal questions, and they can review supplier contracts, employment laws, and help with most of the day-to-day situations that pop up. And finally, number five, there are no surprises. LegalZoom provides complete transparency with upfront pricing and customer reviews with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Make the smart choice for your business today at LegalZoom.com, and don't forget to enter Ray in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is Ben Gordon with Power Swabs, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Power Swabs risk-free, call 1-800-906-2573. That's 1-800-906-2573. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-906-2573. That's 1-800-906-2573.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan Winthrop, along with J.C. Haspel, who is videos. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. I want to remind you of our free book, The Emotional Investor, How Biases Influence Your Investment Decisions and What You Can Do About It. You can get a free copy of this excellent book, plus our information on our target volatility portfolios. Toll free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we will send you a free copy of the book and the information. Now, JC, on to bigger and better things. Some mistakes investors make.
Ooh.
There are many that we make. Many, many, many mistakes that investors make. Number one I want to talk about. Letting your insurance person run your portfolio. Your thoughts?
I completely agree. I mean, we're going that sounds like we're about to talk about annuities. And it's
right. You're going to get sold an annuity or a whole life insurance
whole life policy,
policy
yeah.
Whichever's worse. Neither one's good for you, I can promise you. And the problem here is there are some insurance salespeople who have securities licenses, but they're few and far between.
Right.
Some have a Series 6, which only allows them to sell annuities and mutual funds, but they can't sell stocks, ETFs, bonds, treasuries, things like that, options. They have to have a Series 7 to do that. You need somebody that has a Series 7 license. Anybody that doesn't have a Series 7 license, just go to the next one, is all I can say. You need to move on to someone else. Because is it better to offer one product, JC, or 100 products to a client, do you think?
100, I would say.
Because the one's not always going to fit them, right?
Right.
Not for everybody, contrary to what people, some salespeople think. The annuity is not the right answer for everybody. And so you have to have somebody that has the flexibility to offer you many, many, many different investments and many, many different things. And to get the proper training in that, there are some RIAs that are not required to have Series 7 licenses, which is astonishing to me, but they should be required.
Right.
I would not invest with anybody that doesn't have a Series 7. I honestly will say that to people. If they don't have a Series 7, don't invest with them, because they should.
I don't understand how somewhere back in the day, investing in insurance got intertwined. I mean, I have insurance. I mean, I have car insurance. I'm required to by law have homeowner's insurance.
Right.
But the last thing I think when I'm buying my car policy or my homeowner's policy is, man, I'm going to make a lot of money on this.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand how we got into that world.
Yeah. The insurance company started this back in the 60s, I believe. They came up with the universal life or whole life policies, and they realized, hey, there's a whole other world out here that we're not getting money from, and we could be getting money from these people over here, charging them four times what this thing costs and make money on it in the process.
Right, but the returns on that are garbage. They're absolutely horrible.
Right, they are. But that's why the insurance companies love them. There's a reason they have big buildings and fancy cars and all that stuff, you know, that they make a lot of money.
Right.
They make a ton of money. And, that's what you need to stay away from. If you go to your insurance agent, go to see them to buy insurance. Don't invest your money through them, because most of them don't offer investments, true investments like treasury bills, options, ETFs, things, exchange-traded funds, things like that. They can't offer
even stock.
Right. They can't even offer that. Can't sell it to
you. The basics.
Cannot offer that for you. And so, and the other thing is they have virtually no training on the subject matter. You know, I'm not an expert on car insurance. Okay? I have a license to sell property and casualty, which is what car insurance falls under. But I don't sell it every day, JC, so that means I'm probably not as well versed on it as an insurance salesperson who sells car insurance every day. And I know that. So I don't try to sell car insurance to my clients when they come in, because it's not my area of expertise.
Right.
And I wish insurance agents would do the same. But they get a lot of pressure. The problem is, JC, they get a ton of pressure from their companies to sell life insurance.
Right.
If you're a P&C insurance salesperson for some company that sells, you know, homeowners insurance, car insurance, these things called P&C, property and casualty, you're under tremendous pressure to have a certain portion of your book, JC, as life insurance clients. Because what do you think is most profitable to the insurance company?
Life insurance. Whole life.
Life insurance.
Yeah.
Because you get homeowners claims and car insurance claims every year from clients, right? They cost money.
Right.
Claims cost money. Let's face it. That's an expense for an insurance company, right? How often do you get a life insurance claim from a client? Probably only once.
Probably, yeah.
If it's legit, unless they're trying to fool you.
This is our fourth claim this year yeah. on the same guy.
Yeah, he died again. I don't know what happened. So, many life insurance products do not pay on the claim. Many, many life insurance products do not pay the death benefit. Why, JC? Because they're dropped.
Right, yeah.
Because the client, whether it's term, whole life, universal life, doesn't matter. Many of them do not pay out the death benefit because the client realizes this is a terrible investment, and they get rid of it before they die, which as opposed to after they die,
right.
obviously. So that's the reality. They collect a ton of money on policies, JC, that they never pay out on the life insurance side. On the car insurance side, they pay out claims every day, don't they? And homeowners insurance, especially in Oklahoma, where we have hailstorms and tornadoes and all kinds of vicious things that destroy cars and homes and all kinds of stuff. But that's one of the things I want to talk about. Next on my list is having a poor plan, or worse yet, no plan at all. Most investors, I would say, JC, don't have a plan, do they?
Yeah, I would say that's the standard.
For investing. They don't. They don't know how much they're saving. They don't know how much they have. And you ask them what their target return is, and you just get this blank stare. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Or as much as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the common answer. That or I want to beat the market, or I want to make 40% a year, 30% a year, 40% a year. You know, I tell people, when you plan for investments, plan for the worst case scenario, JC. Let's say you think you're going to make 10% a year from now till the cows come out, right?
Right.
That's not going to happen. You're not going to make 10% every year, I can promise you. You might make it a couple of years, but you're not going to make that every year. The market doesn't work that way. Plan for making 5% a year. Because what will happen at the end of the day, if you plan for 5%, you'll have to put away more money than if you plan for 10, right?
Right.
You'll have to put away more money every year. So at the end of the day, if you actually get 5%, you'll end up with more money than you thought you were going to have.
Right.
Or if you get 6% or 7 or 8, you'll end up with more money as opposed to less. And you're always better off, obviously, having more than less as far as money goes.
Makes sense, yeah.
And so you're over-planning, you're over-budgeting is what you're doing in this case, but that's okay. That gives you a cushion, a margin of safety, a little room for error in there, which I think is a good thing when it comes to planning. And most people just can't stick to their plan. That's part of the problem. They'll start the plan, JC, and say, I'm going to put away $300 a month, right? And then a month later, they call you and say, well, I need to back it off to $100
right.
a month. I can't do this. I can't afford this. So I always tell people, start small. Add to it as you go. Put in $200 a month. If you can afford $300, start with $200 a month. I'd rather see you add to it than have to back off
right.
it or drop it. Because a lot of people will not cut back. They'll just discontinue it altogether.
Right.
The savings plan. And then that throws them way off course because they wait 5 years before they get back to you. And then 5 years later, they're 5 years behind, you know, behind the curve, so to speak. So starting early is a huge benefit. One of the mistakes people make, JC, is trusting an advisor implicitly. And we see this a lot with insurance salespeople. Their kid's soccer coach.
Right.
Or somebody they know from church, right?
Right.
Or from PTA. It used to be PTA. And they give them all their money. And before they know it, they've got an annuity, right? And they're like, how do I get out of this thing? Holy cow. This has a 16-year surrender. What do I do?
Right.
How did I get here?
And I'm already 70 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've seen that. I have a client who's 73, who this guy here in town sold an annuity to that has a 16-year surrender, JC. He's going to have to be 80 in his high 80s
right.
before he gets that money out.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Well past life expectancy.
Well past his life expectancy, before it even starts to give him his money back.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not a good deal for you. This is not the investment you should be tying your money up in when you're 73 years old. Do you think you might have liquidity needs when you're 73?
Possible.
You think you might need to spend some of that money?
Very
possibly,
possible.
Just possibly. You might want to live on something because you're probably not working at that point. You might want to have access to your money. And one of the things I wanted to point out, we mistake access for liquidity. Annuities allow you to access your money, right?
Of course, yes.
But they penalize you if you take it, you know, up to 20%. This annuity in particular that I was referring to, American Equity Gold, they penalize you 20% if you take it out in the first year. 20%. Access is not the same as liquidity.
Right.
By liquidity, I mean access to your money without penalty. You shouldn't have to give up 20%. If you're giving up 20% to get your money back, this is not an investment you should have made in the first
right.
place. Especially if you're within the first year and you're already taking money out of it. you shouldn't have put that much money in here because it's not liquid. Annuities aren't liquid. And this is contrary to what they tell you. They're not. They're just not liquid investments. They're not somewhere you want to put money that you're going to need within a year.
Right.
And you should not put money in them you're going to need within a year. It's just not a good idea. It's a bad idea. That money should be in probably in a savings account or somewhere else, or a CD or something like that, or a checking account. Keep some money liquid. Keep some money back. It's always a good thing to do. Never hurts to have cash in the bank. It never hurts to have money in the bank. It's much easier to get to than an annuity because the bank doesn't say, here's your $2,000 minus 20%.
Right.
I mean, I can't imagine the banker, the look on their face when they try to tell you that with a straight face. We've got to take a break. I want to remind you of our free book, The Emotional Investor. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387.
Hey, it's me, PC. Some retirees make money mistakes. You want to avoid them. Don't retire too soon. Work as long as you can, if you can. Social Security benefits rise about 8% for each year you don't take them. Don't misjudge health care costs. A couple retiring at 65 need about $240,000 just to pay for future medical bills. And don't expect a short retirement. The Social Security Administration says around half of today's 65-year-olds will live to be 85. Don't withdraw too much. Many retirees withdraw about 4% of their savings annually. Any more, and you may find your nest egg shrinking. Don't be hands-off about your investments. Watch annual account fees. Even a 1% difference could be thousands less in retirement savings. Lastly, don't touch your home equity or IRA to pay college costs. Pay retirement costs first. Plan to avoid these mistakes with the help of the financial professional you know and trust. Call Dan Witham at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Did you ever play hide-and-seek when you were a kid? It was fun, wasn't it? But do you really want to play the same game with your investments? Wall Street loves to sell you products that have fees buried, well, deeper than Jimmy Hoffa's body. You've got to have a PhD in economics and a master's in finance just to begin to comprehend where the fees are and how much you're actually paying. That's why Dan Witham is different. He not only tells you where the fees are, he'll actually give you a printout that lists all the fees associated with his investments. Knowledge is power. Get smart about your investments. Call Dan Witham at LPL Financial today at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. 888-599-0640. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with the Moments, J.C. Haspel. I want to remind you of our free book, The Emotional Investor, how biases influence your investment decisions and what you can do about it. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we will send you a free copy of the book and the information on our target volatility portfolios that we have mentioned on previous shows and might get to talk about today a little bit, hopefully here if we have time. Ignoring the rest of the world. JC, is the U.S. 100% of the world's gross domestic product?
That would be no.
Okay. Contrary to what many Americans think, there are other countries on the planet.
Yes,
right?
That is true.
And we've learned this of late with this election stuff going on here this year, of course. There are many countries out there that produce and have markets that are exploding. Brazil's is up like 43% year-to-date, something like that. It's going crazy. And whereas our market's up about 1% year-to-date, Brazil's up 43%. So it's running circles around our market. What I'm trying to say here is you want to have some exposure, want to have some exposure to other investment arenas outside the U.S. Another mistake people make, JC, trading with long-term money. How many successful day traders do you know, JC?
I don't personally know any.
I don't either. I don't think there are any, personally. I think there are short-term successful day traders, but I don't think there are any long-term successful day traders. They end up quitting or going broke very shortly after beginning trading. Not a strategy that I would recommend ever for anybody. It's just not. have you ever seen somebody invest money without doing their research?
Yeah, it'd be most people. Of course.
Buy gold, it's never been worth zero.
Well, I see no research, and I see people that do what I consider fake research. And gold's a perfect example of that. They watch a whole bunch of gold commercials and say they've done research on gold. Well,
or they get on the internet and find some goofy story about the government's going to confiscate your gold.
Right, or they get a random email that says gold's going up for whatever reason or something like that. So,
yeah, and I love that these guys are saying gold's going up. And, you know, they were telling us this at $1,800 an ounce.
Right, yeah.
Buy gold now. It's going to go up.
Well, they're selling gold, so they say gold's going up when it's going up. They say it's going up when it's peak. They say it's going up when it's down. I mean, they just always say it's going up because they're selling gold. I mean, that's what they do.
You think that there might be a rationale or motivation behind that?
Well, and here's the thing to look at, though. The people that are running these commercials have an inventory of gold they're selling you. If they really thought the gold was going up, why wouldn't they be keeping it? The last thing I do when I think a stock is going up is think, hey, I want to sell this real quick.
Right. Get rid of it.
Make sure I get this over to Jim before it goes up.
So he can get the benefit of it. So he can make the profits on it.
Because I wouldn't want to make a profit on this.
I agree. The cost of emotional investing, JC? I'd say almost all investing that we see is emotional investing. We know the old adage of buy low, sell high. But it's way easier and emotionally to buy high and sell low, isn't it, JC? This is what people frequently do.
Right.
Yeah. In reality. Emotional investing often results in hasty decision making based on short-term outcomes. When the market dropped in 2008, JC, let's just go back to that time frame. In, say, December of 08, the market's down 38%, 40%, whatever it might be. Do you think the average investor was sitting there thinking, I wonder where the market will be at in 5 years? They were thinking, where's it going to be in five minutes?
Yeah.
They were thinking, am I still going to be alive in 10 minutes? You know, tomorrow, am I going to make it to tomorrow? And so they made a decision based on a short-term phenomenon, right? Many of them made a wrong decision based on a short-term phenomenon, basically the price today or tomorrow. They didn't think about where the price is going to be 6 months from now or a year from now, or let alone 5 or 10 years from now. So let that short-term behavior drive their investment decision. But when they bought it, when they bought that same fund or stock, were they looking at the next 5 minutes? Thinking about when it was going to go, where it was going to go in the next 5 minutes? Or were they looking at the next 5 years, probably, when they bought the fund?
Oh, probably farther, yeah.
Right, they're thinking further out. We use a different, Meb Faber pointed this out to me once, we use a different time frame for when we buy versus when we sell.
Right.
We have a totally different set of rules for buying versus selling. So we don't use the same logic. In fact, we use a lot more logic for buying than we do for selling. We use a lot of emotion when it comes to selling. Some people don't use logic for either. I mean, it shows in their results. Investors on average, bond and stock investors, way, way underperform their index. I have some statistics, I'm starting to say. Some statistics for you, JC.
Sorry. It's easy for you to say.
Yeah. There's a study here. 1 year returns for 2014, JC. The S&P 500 was up 13.69% in 2014, JC. Okay? Year and a half ago, roughly. Right? 13.69% was what the S&P was up. The index, if you will.
Okay.
Average equity fund investor in the same year, in the same market, made 5.5%. Less than half the return of the index. How'd they do that, JC? Buy high, sell low. Do it again.
Right.
Repeat the process. Yeah, repeat it again. Do it again and again and again. The bond index was up 5.97% that same year. 5.97 on the bond side. The average fixed income investor made 1.16, JC. That's less than one-fifth of what their index did. 1.16 versus 5.97. Not very good, is it?
Right.
This is the reality. This is where investors live. This is what they do. This is why so many people get frustrated with investing. Because they do this. This is not a random sample, I can tell you. This happens every single year.
Right.
This is not just a one-time phenomenon, ladies and gentlemen. This happens all the time. And if you look at the 5 and the 10-year numbers, you'll see the same trend, the exact same thing. In fact, the average equity fund investor in the U.S. has made about, I think, 3.5 over the last 20 years versus 10 to 11 for the market.
Right, right.
So they've underperformed even worse than these numbers are. And this happens again and again and again because we don't have a system. We jump in, we buy something, and then we just sell it on a random day when the market drops or we think it's time to get out, which is usually long after the market's already started dropping because we don't have a method. We don't have a methodology. We don't have a quantitative system. We're just winging it, and this is what kills us in the end. We can't continue to do this. We have to have a system. That's why I encourage you to call us for the free book, The Emotional Investor, and the Target Volatility Information. We have a quantitative system that tells us when to increase and decrease our positions. If you want to know more, give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Thank you for listening.
Money, 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 money. The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.